Dadcast Unknown. This is episode 6.
Ooh.
Surprisingly enough, we got to episode 6. My name is Ian.
And I'm Chris.
And you just caught us finishing up the new Infinity War trailer. We just finished up the Infinity War trailer number 2 for about the 500th or 600th time we've watched it together.
I'm just wiping the drool off my face.
And so we're going to spend some time talking about Infinity War. There's a lot there to unpack as far as the trailer goes, speculation goes, and we'll give you a little bit of background on who or what Thanos is, the Infinity Stones, ones we know of so far, where we think some of the other ones may be, and then what the hell they actually do, because I don't really know. But yeah, we can get right into it. As far as I know, the movie was pushed up to what? April 27th. So we've got about a month. So there shouldn't be any real spoilers for this one, for Infinity War, but there's going to be spoilers from every other Marvel movie that's ever been made pretty much within the last decade. So if you haven't seen some certain ones, you've been warned. Sorry about it.
Yeah, definitely spoiler alert. Speaking of all the movies, AMC Theaters is doing a really cool thing. If you can manage to keep your ass in a movie seat for 31 hours, they're doing it's a 31-hour marathon of all the MCU movies, starting with Iron Man 1 all the way through Black Panther.
Do people get bathroom breaks, or are you just going on the floor?
You can go whenever you want. I mean, you obviously buy the seat for this thing, but you know, it's just every movie back to back to back.
Before, do you think you could do 31 straight hours of anything?
I mean, I could do 31 straight hours of sitting. I don't know. 31 straight hours in a movie theater. I don't know. It'd probably go by pretty quick. It's like a day and a half.
Yeah, like a day and a half. It's less than a day and a half, but that's a long time to do any one thing in particular.
I think the last time they did it was before Age of Ultron. So it was, you know.
So it was like 12 hours.
It was shorter. It was definitely shorter. It was missing Guardians 2. It was missing, obviously, Ragnarok, Black Panther. Homecoming was not in there, and Civil War, or maybe they did it before Civil War. I don't know. They did it once before. It definitely was not 31 hours, obviously, but
that's a long time. I will not be taking
it. It is a long time.
So is it like 15 movies that you have to buy a ticket for? So it's like $700 movie ticket.
You're buying a ticket for like an event. I mean, it's like a 31-hour event, but it's an event. I don't know how much it costs.
That's a long ass fucking event.
Yeah, diehards, or you know, people who got nothing better to do.
I guess.
But that trailer. Whoa.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Now is our chance. We have this fantastic audio medium here to tell all like 14 people who listen to us regularly what we think about it.
We got 60 hits last week. It's cool. We're getting there.
We did. We did. We actually got a decent bit.
We might get comparatively. Thank you for those of you listening to us. We can't wait to get into your ear holes again.
Can you people who actually listen to us, please get at me on Facebook and Twitter about stuff you want to see or questions you want answered? Because like I'm digging through like Yahoo's for the end of each episode, and man, they are bad. There's some real just trash in there.
The internet is a really, it's like the internet's like the world, and Yahoo Answers is like Walmart.
But like that Walmart in the bad section of town.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Right. And then the questions are like the people walking through the aisle with their ass crack hanging out. It's just, it's no good. It's no good. But back on the topic at hand, trailer, really, really good. Even for somebody who's not a Marvel fan in general, it looks like it's going to be a really entertaining movie. Luckily for our listeners, we happen to be fans.
For the most part. Let's do, I mean, Iron Man's pretty cool. Let's start with Iron Man. Let's talk about the new armor that he shows off when he's chasing Thanos' ship.
Yes.
What's that? It's supposed to be, is it the Bleeding Edge armor? Which is basically, if I'm not mistaken, the nanotechnology that he has, where basically he can turn into whatever he needs it to be at whatever time.
Yeah. I don't think it's quite the Bleeding Edge armor at this point. It's definitely like nano armor, I'm thinking. But I don't think it's to the point where the armor resides within nanomachines in his pores, where he can just kind of make it appear at will. I think it's definitely modular, but I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work out.
Well, you can see
Iron Man was never my favorite.
When he blasts off towards the ship, I mean, that giant rocket engine forms out of two smaller rocket engines. So I'm pretty sure I've never seen that happen in any other one.
No, not yet.
But I mean, he had, what, 87 suits in Iron Man 3 when he blew them all up?
Right, but he blew them all up. House party protocol, man. I think Tony's, the armor's going to be cool, but I think Tony's really going to have an issue in this one with kind of personality clashing, especially with the Guardian showing up and with Cap back in the picture. It'll be interesting to see how Tony and Cap interact. Cause,
I mean, he's not Captain America anymore, right? He's Nomad now.
Technically, yes. What with the star being ripped off of his suit.
Yeah, but he's the man without a country now.
He's still Captain America, and the last time the two of them interacted was not pleasant. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. Plus, there's that bit in the trailer with Star-Lord. He's like, your plan is good, except it sucks. So I think you should let me do the plan so that maybe it might work. And Tony's just like, wow.
Yeah, but that's two leaders of two large groups. That's what you gotta expect that to happen.
I don't even think it matters that it's a leader. I think that's literally just it's more Star-Lord and Peter Quill and Tony Stark's personalities. I think Tony will just be like whatever, whereas Peter's like it has to be done this way because he's used to, you know, he's with Gamora. He's dealt with those kind of interstellar issues so far. And so far in the MCU, they really haven't on Earth. They haven't dealt with anything.
That's true.
Universal at this.
Everything's come to them. I mean, those, whatever they were called in the very beginning, the first Avengers,
the Chitauri.
Yeah. Like, those were extraterrestrial. They're dimensional.
Extra dimensional. Yes. It was originally, I feel like that is the MCU's version of the Skrull invasion, but since they didn't own the Skrulls at that point, because it was still part of the Fantastic Four universe, they kind of replaced them with the Chitauri. But that's as close as they've come to extra dimensional, them and Thor anyways.
But, right, and then Doctor Strange.
With this, yeah, but Doctor Strange is more mystical. He can access other dimensions, but it's more the mystics of it. Which brings us to the point of Thanos, right? So Thanos is the main threat here. And Thanos, as far as the MCU goes, and anybody who's not like a comic fan, they know him only as Gamora and Nebula's father, or adopted father, anyways. He is otherwise known as the Mad Titan. He is a... what's the word I'm looking for? So he was born on Saturn's moon, Titan.
Titan, yep.
He is a celestial. I think he's a celestial.
Eternal?
No, not an eternal. He's a celestial. He's one of the like the main... So you know like in Guardians of the Galaxy how the nowhere where they go to the base is the head of a celestial?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure Thanos is a celestial, if I'm not wrong. I'm sure the geeks of the world would correct me, but I'm pretty sure he's a celestial.
Let's not give him the chance. Feel like it's eternal, but let me check.
At any rate, his main goal is to literally wipe out half the universe. Just wipe it out. And if he gets his hand on all six Infinity Stones and puts them in the Infinity Gauntlet, he can do it.
Literally, he has done it in the comics. He literally snapped his finger like Gamora said.
Right.
And he wiped out half of all existence.
And that's where they're headed with this. That's his goal. So, but to do such, he needs all six Infinity Stones. He can do a lot of damage with even one of them, but in order to do the whole snapping the finger thing, he needs all six of them. He needs the Space Stone, the Reality Stone, the Power Stone, the Mind Stone, the Time Stone, and the Soul Stone. We know where five out of the six are right now in the MCU. Or were, anyways.
We're missing the Soul Stone.
The Soul Stone is the one we're missing. The Space Stone was the Tesseract, and that's in Odin's treasure room. I think you actually see it again in Ragnarok when
Loki walks right past it and he's like,
he doesn't even touch it. The Reality Stone was the Aether from Thor Dark World. The Collector has that. It was left with the Collector for safekeeping. The Power Stone, which was the purple gem from the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, that is with the Nova Corps on Xandar. And in the trailer,
Xandar is even around anymore.
Right, because we see in the trailer that Thanos has that stone. So we don't know what's going on there. Maybe we'll get a sneak peek at Nova. Maybe they'll do Rich Rider. But the Mind Stone was in the scepter that Thanos gave to Loki, Loki's original scepter. Right now it resides in Vision's forehead. The Time Stone is in the Eye of Agamotto, which Doctor Strange wears around his neck. It's how he controls time. And the Soul Stone is the one that's left. That arguably is one of the most powerful, because it allows the user to control the souls of the living. It can open up like an idyllic pocket universe. It can steal the powers and abilities of others. And when it's fully utilized the right way, it can give the user power over all life in the universe.
Are the other ones? What are the other ones even for then? Clearly, this is the one that makes the most impact. Why even bother with the other ones? Hey,
well,
make an AI alive with the Vision Stone, or I could just take control of every single living item and organism in the universe.
So that's just the souls, the life. The Space Stone controls space. The Reality Stone can kind of warp reality. And I think in the Dark World, they said that it can turn matter into dark matter. The Power Stone is just raw power. The Mind Stone, it gave Vision life in terms of consciousness. I don't really know how to describe what that one does. The Time Stone controls time, obviously, but all together, they're one bad mamma jamma. So this the thought about the Soul Stone is it's in Wakanda. That's my thought.
Don't people think that it was part of the meteor that fell?
Yeah. So it would be part of the meteor that has all the vibranium or whatever in it.
Yeah.
And that's why the big battle that's taking place in the trailer it seems to be in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Is or on the edge of Wakanda or whatever, because they're probably trying to rip it out of there. But it's probably also what gives the Panthers the ability to speak and interact with the souls of the ancient kings, all that stuff like that.
That mumbo jumbo. All that voodoo.
Yeah. Kind of what makes the Panthers the Panthers, but
the voodoo stone. So there's a lot of people, of course, don't know who Thanos is prior to these movies. He is an Eternal. So you were close. I looked it up because it was bugging me. I couldn't remember which one it was either. Basically, I'm just gonna read off of a list of what he can do and what he can't, like what he can survive. So in the comics, he has superhuman strength, endurance, reflexes, and agility. Skin is nearly invulnerable against heat, cold, electric, radiation, toxins, aging, disease, and he can survive indefinitely without food and water. Now, if I'm not mistaken, he's like obsessed with the thought of death because
he's in love with the Lady Death, who's the physical incarnation of death.
Now, what did he do? He pissed her off somehow, and she cursed him with not being able to die.
Yeah, I think that's the underlying thing.
But I don't know what he did. I don't know if he banged her sister or what he did. but I'm pretty sure that she cursed him with not being able to die. So now he's even more fascinated with the idea of death because he can't.
Well, he can't get to her. She can't die, so he can't get back to her. I know there was a run of Deadpool comics where him and Deadpool were not happy with each other because Death was obsessed with Deadpool. And Thanos wasn't happy about that. But we don't want to talk Deadpool. That's another run entirely.
That's next week. So yeah, he's an all-around scary dude. Because, I mean, taking out an entire existence, everything, half of existence with the snap of your finger is a big deal. Granted, that came from the Infinity Gauntlet. But still, even having the mental capacity to do that is a little outrageous.
Yes, and to your point, he does do this at one point. He makes himself, he gets all the gems, he makes himself whatever, omnipotent, erases half the universe, And it actually takes, he does it to prove his love to death. That's why he does it. He literally wipes out half the life in the universe just to prove his love to death.
So he's like a hopeless romantic, basically.
In the worst possible way. Look, see? Nothing good comes of this. However, all of that is undone in the books by one Adam Warlock, who I'm almost 110% positive we get a sneak peek of at the end of Guardians 2. You don't actually see him, but I'm pretty sure he's what's in the tube the Golden Lady's talking about.
Oh, gotcha.
The
I didn't even
post
really
the
think
post
twice
credit
about that one.
stinger.
Yeah, I didn't even think twice about that one.
Yeah. So I don't think we're gonna see him in this movie. He might he I so the way I think this movie's gonna go is I'm pretty sure he's gonna get his hand on all of the stones. And I think he's gonna do it. I think he's
Really?
gonna do it. Yep. And I think that's what's gonna bring in to play. So the next movie was originally supposed to be called Infinity War 2, but now it's called Infinity War New Avengers. So I think we're gonna see a lot of deaths in this movie, and I think Captain America is gonna go, if not Cap and Tony. And I think we're gonna see a whole new round of Avengers coming up. We're gonna get the new Avengers. We're gonna have because between now and then, we're gonna have the Captain Marvel movie, and I think she'll take over as leader. Because they said in this, so she's not gonna be in this movie. Ant-Man and Wasp aren't gonna be in this movie. So I'm thinking we're gonna have a lot of. There's gonna be some deaths, and I think Bucky will probably take over as Cap. You know,
I
he's
mean,
with.
it's fine because at the end of the next movie, I read an interview, and they said that the whole second half of the movie was going to be the Avengers looking for the Dragon Balls. So then at the end, they're just going to wish them all back to life anyway, so it's going to be fine.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna have this is gonna it's gonna be one of those movies that ends in it's gonna have Empire Syndrome. It's gonna end, and the bad guy's gonna have won, and the movie's gonna end, and we're gonna be like, Phew. Because you're gonna have Captain Marvel's movie, from what I understand, takes place in the 90s because it's a kind of like an origin story. So, and I think between this and the next Avengers movie, the second part of this movie, I think is next year. They're not doing like the 2 or 3 years in between.
Yeah, it's next year. I think they already wrapped up a lot of actors filming on it.
Because I'm pretty sure they filmed them back to back.
Yeah.
So I think between now and then, there's only Captain Marvel and Ant-Man and Wasp.
Meh, I'm indifferent to that one.
The first Ant-Man was really good. It was a
It was
fun,
funny.
like a fun heist movie. And Paul Rudd is just, everybody loves Paul Rudd. He's adorable.
Basically, Paul Rudd was funny, and that's all I really took from it. I'm it was okay. I don't know. I guess I'm just not a huge Ant-Man fan. Like, who came first? Him or the Atom from DC? Do you know? Because they do the same fucking thing.
In different ways they do. But I mean, if you really look at it, there's a lot of mirrors in between Marvel and DC. There's definitely a lot of, you know, they have this, we have that. There's literally a Captain Marvel in DC, and there's a Captain Marvel in MC. It's the same character for the most part. There's a whole story behind that, but we won't get into it. So I think, yeah. So I think going back to my point, I'm pretty sure we're gonna see the heroes lose in this one. We're not gonna get a happy ending.
I'm going to assume that every Asgardian except Thor and Loki is dead by this movie being over. Because the end of Ragnarok is literally them coming on Thanos' ship. And
But
I
yeah,
don't.
didn't Asgard get sacrificed at the end of Ragnarok? Spoiler
Yeah,
alert.
Asgard's gone. Asgard got chopped up by a giant flaming guy to kill Hela with a giant fucking sword. But when they're leaving, they're fleeing Asgard, or what's left of it, and they basically rear-ended Thanos' ship. So in the trailer where they show Thanos crushing Thor's head, it's got to be real early in the movie. It's got to be real early in the movie.
See, didn't I don't remember that part. I remember them running into the Guardians. Like, didn't they end up on the Guardian ship? Or was am I thinking of a trailer?
No, in the trailer, the Guardians show up and he's like, "Who the hell are you?"
Oh yeah, no, I'm thinking of a trailer. Then I don't remember them ending up in Thanos' ship.
They
How
weren't
do I
in,
not?
but they were right. Like, they basically they pulled up next to Thanos' ship, and they're like, "What is that?" And then it in the trailer, you see him like smushing his head, and that's when Loki is standing there with whatever the fuck they're called. Oh my God, what are the people? The guys, his kids.
Whose kids?
Thanos' kids. Children of Thanos. Jesus Christ. The
You
children of
talking about
Thanos.
Gamora and Nebula?
No. I'm talking about Ebony Maw, Corvus
Oh,
Glaive.
the Black Order.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to rewatch. Well, I, you know, if twist my arm, I'm gonna have to rewatch Ragnarok,
Children of
because.
Thanos is what they're referred to in this movie. The Black Order is what they're known as in the comics. Children of Thanos is what they're referred to in the movie.
I didn't know that's what they were calling them in the movies.
Yeah, so it's Proxima Midnight, Ebony Maw, Corvus Glaive, and Cull Obsidian. Cull
Yeah.
Obsidian is another name for the Black Order. In this one, he's just a real big scary guy.
Really, only two out of the four of them are impressive, in my opinion.
Ebony Maw is the one that's torturing Doctor Strange with pieces of whatever reality he goes into.
I'm pretty sure he's forcing Doctor Strange to do it to himself because Maw's ability is to persuade anybody to do anything.
Man, ain't that some shit?
So he's like the man. He's like the man in purple in the in Jessica Jones. Then I think Proxima Midnight is cool too, mostly because of her spear, though. Like it. So do you know about the spear?
No, is it the Spear of Destiny?
It might as well be. So she's like a deadly fighter or whatever, but she's got this spear that Thanos made for her out of a sun that is trapped in distorted space-time. So this thing fucking is like a star, a supernova, and a black hole all in one. And when she throws it, it never misses once it's thrown.
Never misses like what she aims it at.
Right. So she aims at a target and throws it. It's hitting the target.
Ain't that some shit?
Period. Like, yeah, it's pretty dope.
That seems almost that's OP. That's not fair.
Well, if you're Thanos and you have the power to make a spear out of a sun for one of your warriors, you're gonna do it.
Yeah, I mean, but I would keep it.
He doesn't need it.
It doesn't matter if I could do it. I'd be like, hey, so not only can I kill you with my fingers and also by looking at you funny, but look at this whole universe I crammed inside of this spear here, this quarterstaff that I can use to beat you with the sun.
I guess so. I mean, then you could make sun into a little like shuriken.
The
I mean,
mirror dimension, that's what it's called.
Cull Obsidian is the other. He's the big giant brute one. That's really his whole gig, is he's just the big dumb brute. And Corvus Glaive is kind of cool. He's like a master strategist and tactician. He's like the universe's greatest general, I think he's referred to as. So he's like the leader guy. But they're like, I like to refer to them as Thanos' four horsemen.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm looking at a picture of him, and the spear looks like it has three tips on it. So I wonder if each one is like what you said, like one's a sun, one's a black hole, and one's a supernova.
That'd be cool. So it's more like a trident. They got it in the movie.
Yeah, basically. That's pretty sweet looking. Oh, man. What's his face? Ebony Maw is fucking ugly.
Yeah, he's got like a weird chin face thing.
Yeah, he looks like the underside of a nutsack almost.
Like his chin like comes out as like a finger in front of his face going shh.
I'm pretty sure that is a finger in front of his face going shh.
Is it? Is it? It's just a bad picture I'm looking at.
Pretty sure he's telling Doctor Strange to be quiet.
Get out of here, is it?
Whoa, his hand is
Oh, it
almost like
is.
four fingers and a thumb. Isn't that
It
fucking
is.
weird?
It's his hand. That's why he looks weird. So he looks like what happens
When you shush somebody.
if Voldemort falls asleep smoking in bed.
That was super funny.
Then you got. Let's take a look. That's just a bad picture. So that's okay. So he doesn't actually have a finger growing out of his chin. That was really his hand. We're good to go.
Spoiler alert, there are no fingers on his face.
So Proxima Midnight kind of has a Hela vibe with her whole helmet thing going on.
Yeah.
They don't really have a good image of her from the movie yet. Not that I can find, anyways. She's got the metal arm. Which I also wonder if they're gonna go that route with Thor. I wonder if he's gonna lose an arm, because the way he's going, his character is going towards replacing Odin.
Right.
So,
Well, so he's... the thing is, though, you know how like toys and action figures have a tendency to spoil things in movies. Like everybody knew that Jyn Erso was working for the Rebels when Star Wars came out because she was listed as like a Rebel agent on the box art. Or right. when you find out that Finn in the new Star Wars didn't actually go back to the First Order, he was wearing the First Order's uniform as an imposter, and it said so on the box art.
Right. So, Legos do that all the time.
Yeah, so there's a toy of Thor.
Spoiler alert.
There's a toy of Thor where he's holding Yarbjorn, which is his hammer axe. It's an axe that he makes after Mjolnir's destroyed.
Yarbjorn, yeah.
So he's holding the axe, but he has both of his eyes. So either they just liked a two-eyed Thor better than a one-eyed Thor for the box art, or somehow he gets his eye back. I don't know.
Infinity Stone could do it. I thought that Yarnborn, like, they're calling it Yarnborn, but it actually looks like Stormcaller.
Right, that's what...
Stormbreaker, which is Beta Ray Bill's helmet. Or hammer.
As far as I know, the weapon in the box... looks like Yarbjorn, the battle axe. I'm not too sure about what's going to be actually in the movie, because if you watch real closely, when he's calling on his new thunder powers, his hand looks like it's holding something, but it looks like it may have been chopped out of the trailer.
You know what? Somebody brought that to my attention too, and I watched it again. They definitely chopped out of the trailer whatever it is. Not necessarily chopped out, but they just didn't use the cut before they put it, because it's probably CG.
Yeah. So whatever he was holding or supposed to be holding, he's not holding in the trailer. So no one really knows. However, based on this toy, everybody's assuming Yarbjorn.
Yeah, it's got to be. Because, I mean, they're not going to... they should, in the movie, it should look like Yarnborn. It should look like that big, gnarly, like, curved battle axe. It shouldn't look like Stormcaller, Stormbreaker, whatever the hell the hammer is called that Beta Ray Bill has. That has the axe on one side and the hammer on the other.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet, though.
It is cool. It is cool, but it should look like the Celtic axe, like not Celtic, Viking style. What's the term for the Viking stuff?
Viking.
No. There's a term.
I think.
We are going Viking. Down the rabbit hole.
It's Viking. It's got to be. No, there's a thing. There's a. I don't know. We're not going to keep this in. Us talking over ourselves like fucking morons. Look it up so we can be like, it's that. Oh, yeah, it's that. And I can cut out this part and people...
I forget that we can cut stuff out. Yeah. Norse. Norse is what I'm looking for. The word I'm looking for is Norse.
Norse, yes. That's what I was going to say all along after I said Viking.
Yes. So Norse. It should be that gnarly, like, Norse-looking axe. It has, like, the runes and stuff on it. It's got, like, a curved handle, and the axe blade is, like, really, like, long. It looks fucking sweet. But at that point, when he's got that, he's got a metal arm in the books. So who the hell knows?
The scene where Thanos is trying to, like, crush Captain America, and Captain America's holding his hands back. The look on Thanos' face, like he's surprised that Captain America is able to hold his hand, or Nomad, sorry, is able to hold his hand off. I thought that was great. That little piece where he's just looking at him like, all right, well, good for you. Well, yeah, and then he's probably going to kill him right then and there, because in the comics, that's where he dies, and then he's like carries his skull around for a little while.
I don't think they're going to go that dark. Disney does own it, but he probably will not make it out of that encounter. If I had to guess... we will definitely lose Steve Rogers in this movie, which makes me sad because I love the MCU version of Captain America.
Yeah, he's super cool. He's super fun. He's funny, too.
He's one of my favorite characters. But that's okay because we got Bucky, and the MCU version of Bucky is awesome. I don't want to see the Captain Falcon. Let's not go that route. Let's bring it over to Bucky taking over the mantle. Or if there isn't even... if we're even going to have Captain America going forward, there doesn't necessarily need to be one. But I don't think that Bucky can go forward as quote unquote Winter Soldier. He needs to evolve into a different character.
Chris Evans is done after the second Infinity War. his contract's up, and as far as most people know, he's not renewing it.
Yeah, I know there was a bunch of political stuff behind that, but he's most likely done. And I think it's the same with Robert Downey Jr.
Hey everyone, Antagonist here. If you want to check out a wide variety of fun gameplay spanning all the gaming genres, check out www.twitch.tv/Antagonizer2000. Live weekly, 6 p.m. Eastern, Thursday through Tuesday. Say Dadcast Unknown sent you for a special shout out. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Good, because then he can stop being Iron Man, and he can focus on Tropic Thunder 2.
I mean, how he's in his 50s, mid to late 50s. The only reason he can keep being Iron Man in a movie is because, number one, he aged well, and number two, he's in armor most of the time. But the thing about, so here's what makes me angry about that. Not angry necessarily, but miffed. He never has his damn helmet on.
In his contract, $1 billion, he has to show his face so much percent of the time.
Right. $1 billion armor, impenetrable, always has his head out. Just doesn't make sense.
I would always have it on. Like in bed, in the shower. I would always have it on. Sweet fucking armor.
The man's got no superpowers. He's flying around fighting superpowered villains all the time. Don't take your helmet off. But he's got a contract. Disney's paying an ungodly amount of money for him to be in the movies. They're going to show his face.
Oh, yeah. He is the highest paid actor of all of them.
It's really nauseating how much money he
makes.
Let's
find out. Let's have a look, shall we? So that we can all take a step back and wonder why our $20 an hour ain't cutting it.
like he had said, I'm pretty sure I heard this somewhere, that in an interview he'd said that he knew he is at rock bottom when he was eating a Burger King burger. We're not sponsored by Burger King, this is clear. And he like just thought to himself, like, this is disgusting. What am I doing?
What the fuck's wrong with Burger King?
Who knows if that's true or not? I don't know, but for us little people, Burger King's good. But I'm pretty sure Burger King, I don't know if it was necessarily the Burger King that did it, or just him telling the story that he was eating Burger King when he realized that he had hit rock bottom. Is he like, he was on drugs?
Does everybody not have that realization when they're sitting inside of a Burger King?
Chopping off the dollar menu, man.
So I found it. He makes $80 million. He made $80 million. He's the highest paid actor 3 years running.
$80 million a film?
Total. He's got an $80 million salary.
But what does that mean? $80 million?
Means that he has a lot of individual dollars.
Does he get profit sharing? Does he make royalties? Every time they sell something with his face on it, does he get paid?
So I'm just looking at the deal, the movie deal. I'm sure that he gets royalties. I'm sure anytime we say his name, we probably owe somebody somewhere money. We're going to have to start calling him to something different. Let's call him Bob Upper Senior. From now on, it's Bob Upper Senior. That way we don't have to pay his royalties.
Are you ready for this? I found it. Robert Downey Jr. has publicly thanked Burger King for helping him overcome his problems with addiction. Okay? So the fast food epiphany happened in 2003 when the Iron Man star was driving a car piled with tons of effing dope, in quotes. Tons of effing dope.
You can say, I put explicit in the thing for a reason.
Okay, so he was driving a car piled with quote-unquote tons of fucking dope. He told, this was an interview with Britain's Empire magazine. The actor decided to pull over for a burger, and everything changed. I have to thank Burger King, he said. It was such a disgusting burger that I ordered. I had that and this big soda, and I thought something really bad was going to happen. And then he said he just tossed all of his drugs into the ocean, deciding right there to give up and clean up his act.
In the meantime, millions of small fish are addicted to coke.
Yeah, that shit gets into the water. Ugh. But at any rate, I was right. It was Burger King. I don't know if that means Burger King. He like flat out says it was such a disgusting burger. That can't be good advertising for Burger King. But
when you pull into a Burger King, you know what you're signing up for.
Again, maybe it's just my plebeian palate, but a Whopper is delicious.
You need to refine your taste buds a little bit. Where's the avocado? Where's the aioli?
I don't like avocado.
I fucking hate avocado.
It's there. It's like slimy and greasy. If I want grease, I'm going to get it from the cheese or beef.
We just literally lost every single listener from California that we ever had.
I don't. Everybody loves avocado. I don't like avocados. I don't like guacamole.
I was watching Shark Tank. I fucking love Shark Tank. I was watching Shark Tank, and this dude came in with like an avocado restaurant, and everything was avocados. And they were like, "We think it's a great idea, but like, not everybody loves avocados, contrary to your belief, sir." So then nobody bought it, and I was like, "Look at this! Like, they were putting avocado on toast. They were making. They made an avocado burger, right? Where it was like a burger in the middle, but the top and bottom bun were two halves of an avocado."
So wait, this guy went into Shark Tank with an idea for a restaurant.
Oh, he already had a restaurant. He had two of them. They were both in California, and these people fucking ate it up.
So what, he was just trying to get more capital to spread out?
Yeah, I think he wanted like so much money for so much of the business because he wanted to open in New York City.
That would not have flown in New York City.
I mean, it definitely wouldn't have flown in Buffalo. Where's the chick? Where do the chicken wings go? Okay, and can you fry it? Why don't you fry it? Just fry it real quick for me.
You can fry anything.
can you just bread that real quick and drop it in the fryer? Just put some hot grease on it. It's fine.
I don't know. It's just not avocado's not for me. I can see the draw to it, but it's not as good for you. Like people say, it's like a super fruit, but there's a lot of
avocado in it.
Fat in it. I think it's a very fatty. Is it a fruit? I think it's a super fruit. Whatever. It's not. I don't want it. It looks like a wrinkly testicle.
Have you seen how big the seed is, too?
Can you even call it a seed?
I'm pretty sure it's not a... It's got to be a... I mean, it's a pit?
It's like a billiard ball.
Yeah, they're fucking big.
You got to take it out. You got to smack it with a knife. We are so far down the rabbit hole. How did we get here?
I don't think you have to smack it with a knife. I think that's just what they do on Food Network. You could probably take it out with your hands.
I do everything they do on Food Network. Food Network is awesome.
Don't hate me. Don't hate me. But I don't like it. Like, some Food Network stuff is okay, but, like, the actual cooking shows, I cannot stand. Like, Ina Garten has the personality of the wet noodles that she cooks. Giada is only on there because she shows cleavage. Her head is enormous. She looks like a Funko Pop. Okay, she's the pop figure of herself.
Most of the hosts are annoying.
And then there's Guy Fieri. Oh, my God.
Okay. I know your feelings on Guy Fieri. I used to feel the same way. He doesn't totally bother me anymore. I really like Elton Brown, though.
He's okay.
And he's on Food Network.
Okay. He's the dude. From like Iron Chef, and he was here actually. He was in Buffalo last year, like trying to find the best.
Yeah, he does like the food science show.
And he was trying to find like the best beef on weck in the area or something like that.
Yep. I watched like the I don't know how we got here, and it's all probably Robert Downey Jr.
Bob Uppy Sr.
That's so weird. I can't
say
it. I don't
want to pay him.
We don't have to pay him.
We don't make enough money for this.
I can't. We don't make any money. Are you kidding? But I like Chopped. And like Halloween
Wars. Every episode Chopped is the fucking same. Here's some food, and here's some thing you've never heard of. Okay, let me make it into a dressing, and I'll put it in a salad, and everybody made
God bless them, I'll watch
salad.
Them every time.
They all make the same salad, and they all have the same complaints, and the judges are biased because it's all based on what they prefer. I like my steak medium rare. I like my steak medium. Well, I'm going to chop you because it wasn't medium. It's bullshit. None of it's based on the technical aspects. It's all based on what fucking Manit likes to eat, and it's not fair.
I will watch it every
time. The only saving grace of Chopped is gay announcer guy.
I know who you're talking about. He's from Queer Eye.
Yeah, whatever the fuck his name is. Him. I like him.
I can't think of his name either. We're supposed to be talking about Avengers.
We are. We're getting there. Avengers have to eat too. Maybe they watch Food Network.
Do we want to touch on, there were a couple other trailers. Do we want to touch on
The Incredibles again?
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Hey, there's an Incredibles Lego video game coming out. What about the trailer? Did you see Deadpool 2
No,
trailer?
I haven't seen it.
I watched it. It's okay. They're going the X-Force route.
That's what I heard. And I heard that there's an unnamed cameo in the movie, which it pretty much, if you're if you know anything about anything in the world, it's probably going to be Wolverine.
You think?
It's got to be. What other unknown cameo?
Isn't he dead?
Well, no. Well, yeah, I mean, like in Logan in the future. Deadpool's got to take place before Logan.
Okay. Don't kill me. I have not seen Logan.
Hold on. How have you not seen Logan? Like, even on accident. It's on TV.
I haven't seen it. I have it. I own it.
Is it because you don't want to watch him die?
I own the movie. No. No. No, that's not it. And I like X-23. She's actually one of my favorite characters. I heard it's really good. It's one of those things that's on my list. And I just haven't gotten to it
yet. It's in your Netflix queue, so you'll never watch it.
It's literally on my shelf. Dude, I own it. I bought it with the intention of watching. Does that take place in the future?
Yeah, because Professor X is like super senile. Most of the mutants are dead. They live in like a burned out water tower in Mexico or something weird.
So there is a chance that if this Deadpool being either current or, you know, not necessarily past, but not current, they could have him.
Yeah,
in there.
Because I mean, you got to remember that Logan Wolverine has lived for ever, like since the Civil War. So I mean, really, it could be any time as long as it's before him dying. But I mean, you got also what was the Wolverine movie where he went to Japan?
That was where he was. Was that the Wolverine?
Yeah, the Wolverine, yeah. So in the Wolverine, that was like in the future after all the mutants are already dead, and Logan took place after that.
Really? It takes place after the Wolverine?
Wolverine's got to be... I mean, as far as I know, it's canon.
It wasn't a good movie.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. I mean, it was okay.
Look, I'm not the guy that's going to trash the Fox X-Men movie. I will trash some Fox X-Men movies. Like, X-Men 3 was terrible.
Yeah.
I like, you know, the first X-Men was really the first of its kind. The second X-Men was good. Third X-Men was bad. I like the original two Fantastic Four movies, the ones with Jessica Alba, and where Chris Evans played Human Torch.
Oh yeah.
Those weren't bad movies. They were really well cast. I thought they were good.
The reboot was great, wasn't it?
If by great you mean is very flammable, and should be lit on fire and then fired into the sun, yeah.
I never saw it. I just know that a lot of people hate on it.
I didn't like the Wolverine. I don't know if it was not a good story, in my opinion. I gotta get around to watching Logan.
Dude, just fucking watch it. It's 2 hours. You can't find 2 hours.
Yeah, I can, but I there's so many video games to play. I have so much very finite time.
Far Cry 5 comes out on Tuesday.
It does. So listen. I'm gonna the store I pre-ordered it from is doing they close at 8 o'clock. It's one of those GameStops that closes early. It's weird. But on Monday,
why would they close at 8 o'clock? We don't come out until like after dark. The sun hurts our eyes.
It's literally one of the stores they close at 8 o'clock. But so that Monday night they're doing it's not a midnight opening, it's an 8 o'clock opening. So I'm going to pick it up at 8 o'clock on Monday night. And I'm going to play the crap out of it, because then Tuesday, I'm going to be restricted on video game time, because Tuesday is your cousin and mine 10-year anniversary. 10 years of being together.
It's been 10 fucking years.
It's literally been a decade.
Oh my God, I've known you for that long.
Well, maybe it's not it's our 10-year anniversary of, we've known each other for 10 years, but we have technically been together for 8. So yeah,
you can't celebrate the anniversary of a friendship, homie.
Yeah.
No.
So listen, the 27th is our actual relationship anniversary. It's 8 years.
Okay, so that's a respectable. Relationship anniversaries are fine.
On and off, we dated for like 2 years before that too. So it's like 10 years. She's gonna hear this.
It's good.
And then I'm gonna get my nuts ripped off because all of this is gonna be wrong.
I didn't even think of that. She doesn't listen. Dude, we're 40 minutes in.
She does.
She's not going to get this far. She listens to the whole thing.
No, she will. She listens to the whole thing. Oh, yeah.
Is it so she can specifically pinpoint the parts where we start talking shit?
No, but she did hear about when I was making fun of her for being scared.
Dude, but that's fair, because I started it.
She laughed. Yeah, she laughed. She was texting me while I was at work. She was listening to it while she was doing something here. She was like, oh my God.
Even though it's broad daylight and there's people here.
It was more like, now everybody that listens to you is going to think I'm a wuss.
Oh, great. Oh, yeah. All eight people think that you're a wuss, including yourself.
Oh, man. All right, so here is one last final thing we're going to leave you people with. We have a special... The first of a series of special episodes that we're working on is going to be the next episode that we launch. So we want to give give away what it's called and what we're going to be getting into so people know what they're getting into.
Me?
Do we want to tell people?
Oh, I mean, I feel like we should. So, I mean, should we make them... How about this? Let's leave it with a cliffhanger so then they have to listen to it.
It's going to be a series of themed episodes.
Okay, or we'll just go right into it. That's fine, too.
No, we won't tell them. We'll just say, we'll give them some hints. Like, one of our biggest...
Here, let me do a trailer. Let me do a trailer. Ready?
Yeah.
In a world where sometimes there's monsters and sometimes they're not real, we tell you about where they came from and then how to kill them if they do turn out to be real. Bum bum. Oh, wait, no, it's the X-Files noise.
I mean, that's good. I mean, it's okay, I guess.
You try it then. What's your trailer? What would your trailer sound like?
I don't know if I'd go with the stereotypical cheesy action movie trailer. I would more or less just be like, one of our biggest nerdisms is Supernatural. We're big fans of Supernatural, and we're big fans of lore, of things, all things creepy. So we figured we would put together a series of episodes where we focused on some of the more supernatural creatures that appear in pop culture and, you know, in general history. And we dive into their history and their origin and have a little bit of fun with it. Yeah, how to kill them if it's at all possible. And we're calling it the Hunter's Handbook.
It's going to release under the same Dadcast name. It'll be the Dadcast Unknown Presents Hunter's Handbook or something like that. You'll find it on the same channel that you find this, same stream. I'm thinking about titling them as like half episodes. So this will be episode 6, Infinity War, and then that'll be episode 6.5, Hunter's Handbook, Vampires.
I like it. I'm excited. We went into the first episode's going to be about vampires, right? We're doing vampires?
Yeah, we're doing the old vamp.
Nice. Vampire. We're going to spell it V-A-M-P-Y-R. It's going to be the fancy way.
No, that's how, like, that's how people who think they're vampires now spell it.
Vampire. No, dude, I'm pretty sure that's how you spell it.
I tried to get an interview with an actual, like, vampire, like, around here.
Did,
like,
you really? Person.
Man, it is, like, I know that they're, like, it's real fucking hard to find people like that.
Did you actually find somebody? Did you talk to them?
I went, there's this group on Facebook where it's like Buffalo vampires, and I went on and I was looking around and I'm like, man, I could totally like get an interview with these people. And then I saw that their last posts were from like February of 16, and I'm like, fuck, they're probably in hiding or something.
I
know we're coming for them.
I don't want to do that. That's no.
I wouldn't like come to the house. Like, don't you? You'll find out in the next episode that you just don't invite them in, so we could do the interview right through my screen door, and I would never get eaten. It doesn't matter.
Audible sigh.
Not only do they not show up, in mirrors, they also don't show up for podcast interviews, so it's fine.
All right, so everybody, thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for the first episode of Hunter's Handbook. We're thinking maybe within a couple of days of this one, or are we thinking in the next following week?
I'm going to stagger them. I'm going to release this one. I'll publish this one this week coming up, and then I'll publish that one on our off week when we don't record.
Awesome. So we'll keep the Dadcast earwig going.
Yeah. And hey, everybody, find us on Facebook, please, if you haven't already. Find us on Twitter, Dadcast Unknown. We have 9 followers, and I'm pretty sure 4 of them are bots. And if you, we didn't get any advice today, but if you want advice in the future, hit us up, send us a message, find us on Facebook, do something. It'd be great if you guys interacted with us. So that's where we are. Find us on iTunes too. Oh, and I recently submitted us to Spotify. right now we're in like the approval process, so we're not there yet, but within the next 2 weeks we might be on Spotify too.
Nice.
Yeah,
into big time.
That'll be big news. That'll be big news if we get on Spotify. It's the second largest podcast platform behind iTunes. So, but yeah, so I'm good. You good?
I'm good.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Keep an eye out for the next episode, both of the shows. And we'll see you guys around.
Adios.